Thank you very much, Congressman Lucas, for visiting with me here. I've heard it said a couple times since I've been here in Washington, D.C., that the ag committees of both Senate and House seem to be the only ones that are in reality right now and really trying to work together to come up with some meaningful reforms. You know, how do you feel about the process that's going on in the Senate and what's going on with your committee?
Well, first off, let me say, historically, the Ag Committee has been one of the least partisan committees. We may disagree by region, we may disagree by commodity group, but we care about rural America, we care about production agriculture, we want to have a viable, healthy processing industry. We know every consumer at home and around the world benefits from that, so we have a little different perspective. Whether it was the super committee process last fall or what we've gone through this year, the Ag committees in the House and the Senate are actually looking at real savings. We're not playing with funny numbers, which sometimes occurs in this town. Real savings, substantial policy changes. Now, that said, I think the Senate bill that, as you and I speak, is in its final stages of being debated, I hope it passes. I need a Senate bill to pass so that I can complete my work in the House so we can ultimately wind up in a conference committee and work out our differences. Is the Senate bill a perfect document? No. I think it does a great job in the Midwest. I think they do a good job in a lot of the specialty crop and vegetable issues. But that language was very similar to the super committee effort we did last fall. We've got to address the southern plains. We've got to address southern crops. The House will do that. And I think then in conference committee, work out our differences. But I want my friends in the Senate to get a bill done as quick as possible so I can do my work, or should I say the House Agriculture Committee, we can do our work so that in conference committee we can get that final document and give the president a chance to do the right thing, which is sign a farm bill.
Now, I know there are some concerns about some of the things that the Senate is putting into their bill. How about on the other side, the flip side? Anything in particular that stands out to what they're doing you like and think will be a positive coming to that conference when you get there?
I think they've done much work on trying to address the concerns in the Midwest. I give them credit for that. I think they've built off of the efforts we started last fall on specialty crops, on vegetables. I give them much credit for that. I believe that in the House, we'll have to have greater reform than just $4 billion in the nutrition title. I believe in the House, we will have an option concept, not just crop revenue, shallow losses, a lot of people refer to it up here, but there also have to be some kind of an assumption price. A lot of people like to use the phrase target price, but some kind of a safety net thing. We want to give producers a choice that they can make and will make, ultimately, I hope, in what is in the best interest. The Senate is a little more static in their language, but they're doing their work. I'm proud of them. We want to do our work, and then we'll work everything out together.
Now, once you guys pass the perfect farm bill, this is really massive changes compared to where we've been. Do you see there needing to be some kind of transitional period to actually get this new one put in place?
I'm hopeful that we can, in an expedited, in an efficient way, get to that point where we have a final bill on the president's desk. But yes, when you're talking about stepping away from direct payments, which have been the foundation of the last three farm bills, when you're talking about creating new insurance mechanisms, when you're talking about different kinds of safety nets, there may well be a need for a transition period. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, but I am very sensitive to the fact that USDA has to have time to craft the rules that will be necessary to implement the bill. They'll have to have time to develop the software, to train other FSA employees. We'll have to have time for those folks then to explain it to our constituents back home. I don't want to do a rush job. I want people to do good work with sufficient time so everyone can make the right decisions.
Just last quick question. With up to 80% of the dollars now in this being on the nutrition, food assistance programs, all, should we be coming up with a different name for this than the Farm Bill?
Oh, we've had lots of discussions about that, but you're exactly right. 80% of the money in the last couple of years have gone to the nutrition programs. The other 20% go to the commodity title, rural development, agricultural research, conservation, farm credit, all the other stuff that actually raises the food. Kind of ironic.
Thank you so much, Congressman.